This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, October 31st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As our culture is focused on candy and things that go bump in the night, 501 years ago today, Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses on the Wittenberg Chapel door in Germany, lighting a Reformation fire that would impact the whole world. 900 million Protestants, making up about 40% of the population of people who call themselves Christian, are celebrating Reformation Day. Praise God for the advancement of His kingdom by His mighty revivals and reformations. The Bible rejects the Catholic notion that we should pray to the so-called saints or that the office of Pope is legitimate. 1 John 5:21 says, "Little children, guard yourselves from idols." An estimated 2,500 Pakistani Christian asylum seekers in Thailand are on pins and needles following a decision by the Thai government to start deporting individuals back to Pakistan, reports International Christian Concern. Thai authorities view the Pakistanis as illegal immigrants. The Islamist militant group Boko Haram is demanding $270,000 for the release of Nigerian African Christian teenager Leah Sherabu, who has been held captive by the brutal terror group since February this year, when 112 female students were abducted, reports FaithWire.com. According to the Herald, the Nigerian Federal Reserve is concerned about two things. First, the precedent it would be setting if it bows to the financial demands made by these merciless terrorists. Second, Boko Haram, quote, would use the money to acquire upgraded weapon systems to be unleashed on Nigerians in the future. End quote. President Donald Trump has promised to send 5,200 American troops to the southern border to stop an invasion of 4,000 Central American migrants and is now discussing an end to birthright citizenship, reports the Associated Press.
It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment. Right. Number one, you don't need that. You can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous, and it has to end.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, typically a supporter of Trump's proposals, said on WVLK Radio in Kentucky, quote, "Well, you obviously cannot do that. You cannot end birthright citizenship with an executive order," end quote. But Trump insists that his legal counsel assures him that it can be done, dubbing birthright citizenship a, quote, "magnet for illegal immigration," end quote. A group of male students from Notre Dame, a Catholic university, has requested that the university imposes a college-wide internet filter on pornography. In an open letter published at The Observer, the group described pornography as, quote, "utterly corrosive and insatiably addictive, as well as morally reprehensible and relationally devastating," end quote. And finally, an Alabama dad is being hailed a hero after he took down a masked gunman who opened fire in a McDonald's restaurant in Birmingham over the weekend, according to WBRC. The unidentified man was leaving the restaurant with his son Saturday when the suspect entered and began shooting. Instead of fleeing, the father pulled out his own pistol and returned fire, ultimately preventing the shooter from carrying out his deadly plans. The suspect later died of his injuries. Though the father and one of his teenage sons were struck by the attacker's bullets, countless lives were likely saved as the result of his quick and fearless actions. The two are expected to fully recover from their wounds. One of the McDonald's employees, Marcus Washington, said, quote, "He's my hero, because I can only imagine how it would have went if he was not armed. We might not be here having this interview," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 31st in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.